Welcome to the PHP Serverless News Podcast with your host, Bob Bloom. A production of South LaSalle. Welcome to the 28th episode of my PHP Serverless News. Nginx Unit, Market Share, AWS Interconnect. Today is Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025. PHP Serverless News is my weekly PHP Passion podcast about serverless news with a PHP point of view, and with an eye on overall trends, published on Tuesdays. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom from Toronto. I organize the Greater Toronto PHP and Laravel Toronto groups. Head to gtaphp.org for info on our groups. It is with deep gratitude that I express my thanks to my intrepid sponsors of my PHP Serverless project, of which this podcast is a part of, Tuka Erkan and Luca Leah. I also want to thank my family for their amazing ongoing support of my PHP Serverless project. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at phpserverlessnews.com, episode 28. You can listen to this podcast on my website, RSS, Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. The free and open source Nginx Unit server has been archived as of October 8th. Unit is an interesting offering from Nginx. It is a lightweight and versatile open source server that serves static media assets and it runs application code in 8 languages, including PHP. Unit compresses several layers of the modern application stack into a potent, coherent solution with a focus on performance, low latency, and scalability. The website says that core maintainers are not adding new features nor enhancements. The maintainers will focus on critical maintenance only, like security fixes, dependency upgrades, resolving crashes, or undefined behavior. The GitHub repo says that there will likely be no further development at this repo, and security vulnerabilities may be unaddressed. It says you can still clone the repo under its current license, which is Apache version 2. On November 25th, DigitalOcean announced app cloning and environment support for its DigitalOcean app platform. Although not directly about its Functions serverless computing service, you can use Functions as a component of its app platform. This feature allows you to explicitly tag your resource groups, projects, with a specific environment, such as dev, staging, prod, and then assign your app platform apps to those projects. This gives you a high-level, filterable view of your entire application landscape right from the control panel and via the CLI. App cloning, as the name suggests, is creating a new app that is based on an existing one. While I'm wrong, I was sure that AWS would not make any new language native for Lambda on or after 2019. I took the announcement of Lambda's runtime API at reInvent 2018 to be the sign. However, Swift was accepted into the AWS Labs GitHub org. I'm not 100% sure that's exactly the same as being Lambda native, so I gave that a pass. But on November 14th, AWS announced Lambda support for Rust. This is from the announcement. AWS is promoting Rust support from experimental to generally available. This means that you can now use Rust to build business-critical serverless applications backed by AWS support and Lambda availability SLA. Being cynical, I asked Google's Gemini if perhaps AWS is doing this mostly to support their own internal needs. AWS uses Rust in Nitro that underpin EC2, and Rust is used in the Firecracker micro VM, which is used for Lambda and Fargate, but there's not enough data to support the conclusion. On November 20th, The Register published an interesting article saying that Amazon's share of the cloud market peaked in quarter two of 2022 and has been slowly declining ever since. AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud's aggregate market share is incrementing altogether. The percent of global market spend in Q3 of 2025 is AWS 29%, Azure 20%, Google Cloud 13%. IBM had a 5% market spend in Q4 2020. 5 years later, it's now half that at 2.5%. Corey Quinn wrote an article in the Register in early November, saying that the next generation of developers will not have the patience, institutional knowledge, or masochistic dedication required to navigate AWS's deliberately Byzantine experience. They are going to build on platforms that do not make them prove their worth through suffering. I personally think that long-term AWS will become more of a wholesale provider, relying on resellers and partners to the main customer-facing aspect of AWS. This article mentions Vercel, which is built atop AWS. On November 30th, the day before reInvent 2025, which started yesterday, AWS announced Interconnect Multicloud. From that announcement, providing simple, high-speed private connections to other cloud service providers, starting in preview with Google Cloud as the first launch partner, Azure later in 2026. More materials about this should be forthcoming after reInvent this week. Being cynical, wonder if this comports with their decrementing market share and talk that maybe their AI is lagging behind Google and Azure. My non-cynical reaction is that this is a welcome facility. Gemini says the rise of agentic AI and the need to access the best of breed services across different clouds have intensified the demand for seamless multi-cloud connectivity. Customers can benefit from the ability to unify data across cloud platforms. Now, specifically with Lambda, I'm not sure how this would work. If it did work, and if it does work, what the use case would be. Thank you for listening to my 28th episode of my PHP Serverless News, Nginx Unit, Market Share, AWS Interconnect. My next episode is scheduled for Tuesday, December 9th. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.